Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, the finally activated, and I can't remember the other words. I'm Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, an author, a teacher, and a bunch of other things. And what this is all about, and what I am all about, is coming into the truth of who we are, living our lives from knowing of our own power and of our right to have what we truly desire. So I started doing this show several years ago. I think it was like 10 years ago. I'm not sure. One of the things that has changed over the years is my whole concept of time. But this is all about finding out who you really are. And it started with me trying to find out who I really was. And I found that I am this amazing person who is still learning more and more about herself. I really love myself now, and I love my life, and that has made a tremendous difference to who I am and to what my life is being. I've gone from the doing more into the being, and I love it. I really do. So, if you have questions about your life, that's what this show was created for, so that you could ask your questions and get the answer that your divine guidance has for you. It's not about figuring things out with your own brain. In fact, that actually gets in the way. It's about connecting with your guidance. Understanding that you have this connection with the universe, God, whatever being or sense you see as being all-powerful and creative, if you have one. It's about understanding that that energy is always flowing through you, that there is never a time when you are not connected to that energy. It never disconnects from you. We might perceive that we are disconnected, but that is our perception. That is not the actual truth. We perceive a lot of things that are not actually true. And we are taught that there is some separation between us and God or the Creator or whomever. And I've learned over the years that that's not true. It never has been. There is no disconnection. And I am always able to access that beautiful energy, that beautiful power, that beautiful truth of who I am and who each and every one of you are as well. So this has completely, you know, changed the way I think, changed the way I feel, changed the way I live. And I guess that's what I was looking for, because that's what I found. And so this show was created so that you could ask those questions that your brain can't figure out. And you can start tapping into your connection. Start tapping into the truth that is within you. Start understanding who you are. And let that make a difference in your life as well. And you can check out more about me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots and lots of information there. And there's also ways that you can contact me if you have questions. Because this is about you. This is about your life. This is about who you are being. And if you're not happy with that, then it's time to make a change. Okay, so I am typing in Facebook now. And I sometimes cannot do two things at one time. Okay. So this is not dead air. Even though you don't hear anything, this is me looking at the new Facebook and realizing it just did something that I didn't tell it to do. And now I have to edit the post because I wasn't finished. Okay. You know, we experience all of these new energies around us. And sometimes that gets really confusing. And in a way, you know, it's like Facebook is changing. So things are evolving. We are evolving. And this is part of the way things are supposed to be. It's not a problem. And when I said that it's not a problem, you know, I got the energy of, but most people think it is a problem. But it's not. We get to be who we really are. We get to experience the truth of our own existence. And we get to open up and have freedom. And that's what this is all about. Just having the freedom. Be who we are. And that sounds like it's so incredibly simple, but we actually fight against freedom. We have these perceptions of ourselves, these perceptions of life, and we want everything to fit within that perception. But our lives are not meant to fit within that perception. Because we get to change that perception. Things are not the way we've been taught that they are. Things are not the way that we've been believing that they are. It's time for us to recognize that and to accept that and to wake up to the truth of who we are. And this whole waking up process, and it is a process. It's not something that you just instantly do. It's amazing to me how, you know, when I started out searching for myself, searching for the truth, because my life, frankly, it just didn't work. And I thought that, you know, it was because I was screwed up. I knew it was all me. It was all me. And so I've come to understand a great deal about me and about life and about each of us and how we take in all of this information. We are always taking in information. And when we are little, before the age of 6, we tend to accept everything as the truth. And if I think about that now and I look at the things that I'm presented with daily, and I don't even watch TV or listen to the radio or the newspaper, so the mass media is not a part of my life. But still, the things that I see, the things that I hear, I now know that they're not the truth. But I used to believe everything. And so did you. It's what we were taught. And so now here I am in my 60s, recognizing that I have beliefs that I accumulated back, you know, 60 years ago, that I'm letting go of now, that I'm seeing they weren't true, even though I was taught that they were. And so awakening is a process of releasing all of those old beliefs. And, you know, they have all of these analyses where they say, you know, you take in this much information every minute. And I imagine that it's a lot higher number than it was 60 years ago, before the internet, you know, before television became what it is, and there were all of these different options as far as mass media. But still, that was a lot of information I was taking in. A lot of information that I was accepting was the truth. A lot of information that I'm now letting go of. And so it is a process to awaken. It's not something that happens overnight. You don't just suddenly wake up one day and you suddenly let go of everything you ever believed. Because we don't do that. Our brains don't do that. We tend to hang on to what we believe. And we tend to create our lives in a way that allows our beliefs to be proven to be true, even when we know that they aren't. And we all have beliefs like that. Beliefs that we know are false, but we still hang on to them. And so I've spent all these years learning how to let go. Letting go is the most important thing that you can do in order to awaken. You have to let go. You have to let go. You have to let go. You can't hang on to all of that garbage and expect everything to smell like roses. You've got all that garbage there. So you have to let go. And so I've spent the last, you know, 16 years learning different methods of letting go. Learning a method and then saying, okay, this is interesting, but it seems rather cumbersome. I'd like something simpler. And my guidance guides me to the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. And the last thing that they've guided me to was they actually gifted me with an ability to clear issues quickly and easily. And I call it energy upcycling, because that's what it does. It takes all of that old garbage and it transforms it and allows you to
created into beliefs that are actually true, beliefs that are actually in alignment with who you really are. And I just love that work. And I just love the way it feels. I love the way it changes my life. But I love the way it changes me. And I was doing that with someone last night, and I woke up this morning feeling even better than I had been feeling. And I'd been feeling good. But it's like, okay, I just shifted this whole big pile of crap out of my life. Because while I'm working on someone, I'm also working on me. It's not just a one person, one time occurrence. It's something that if I'm doing dear and Nate statements with other people and you also do them out loud, even though I don't hear you, that clearing energy is working on you. It's working on everyone who is listening and on those who are saying the statements out loud. They are accepting the changes in their own lives. Change doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to take forever. That's one of the things that I've noticed about myself and I've been clearing about myself is, you know, when other people are talking and they're saying, well, it's all going to happen in divine timing. I really, really don't like that phrase. And the reason why I have a problem with it is because it's saying that it's up to somebody other than me when I get to change. And I very, 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 very seldom say those words to anyone because I've come to understand that we are each creating our own lives. Yes, there is divine timing because the divine is a part of it, but the divine is not slowing it down. We are. If it's taking forever, it's because we have beliefs that say that it can't happen quickly, that it has to take forever, that we have to wait. We have all of these beliefs that we bring into our lives that we don't even realize that we've done. So if you are waiting for changes in your life and you're waiting for divine timing, you need to start saying some dear innate statements where you are accepting divine timing and letting it go. Because that stops you. And this is a time when we are meant to be unstoppable. When we are having these amazing transformations, changes in our lives, when we are attracting what we truly desire, when we are recognizing that we have value, we have worth, that we are good enough. And these are big changes for all of us. Because for so long, we were taught that we weren't good enough. We were taught that everyone else was good enough, but we weren't. We were taught to exclude ourselves from the goodness of life. And I can remember my parents not necessarily saying those words, but demonstrating that action to me and me accepting it as the truth. That in order to prove that I am getting better, I have to do things for other people. A lot of people were raised that way. In order to prove that you deserve something, you have to do something for somebody else first. It was all about giving. You have to give, and you have to give, and you have to give. And the more you give, the more you are proving that you deserve to receive. But that doesn't mean that you actually receive, because you're taught that giving is more important than receiving. So you actually prevent yourself from receiving until you feel that you've given enough. But they never taught you what enough was. So you never reached the point where it was okay for you to receive, because you had to keep giving. You see, that really sets you up in a cycle of not having what you desire and believing that it's because you haven't proven that you deserve it. Not yet. You're almost there. Divine timing, you know. But the truth is, you deserve. You deserve to receive. You have always deserved to receive. You were created good enough to receive. I'm going to say that again. You were created good enough to receive. And just breathe in that energy of that statement. And each of us has a beautiful team of divine beings, and they're working with you now. They're clearing that particular issue out of you as I am speaking, because they want us all to recognize the truth of who we are. They want us all to let go of those misperceptions that say that we're not good enough, that we have to prove ourselves, that one day God will have enough time to deal with what we need to deal with. God has all the time in the world. God created time. There is nothing in the way of God. It's us. It's our beliefs that get in the way. And so when you let go of those beliefs, you allow more beauty, more love, more goodness, more light into every aspect of your life. And you deserve it right now. You deserve it right now. You deserve it right now. You don't need to prove anything to God. God already knows you inside and out. There's nothing about you God doesn't know. Even the things that you don't want anybody to know, God already knows them. God loves you. Even knowing your biggest secrets, God loves you. So there's nothing, absolutely nothing that you could ever do, no matter how horrendous it might be, that would stop God from loving you. And just breathe in that energy. Let it move through you. Let it shake loose those old beliefs that have been holding you back. You may not even be aware of them, but that's okay. Let them go anyway. You don't have to know what you're releasing in order to release. And that's something important for you to realize, because your brain will tell you that it needs to know, but it doesn't. There are so many things in this world that you don't know, and you don't need to know in order to change your life. One of the things that I'm always telling people is get out of your head. Get out of your head. Stop thinking. And I know when I am getting caught up in the thinking game, it's when I start asking why. When I am being guided to do something and I just start asking why. That's my brain kicking in saying, I need to know why before I can let you move into anything else. Because I've always taught my brain that it's in control of my life, and it's not. So now I am reteaching my brain to let go. And that's where those dear innate statements come in, and they're so incredibly useful. Because when I start asking why, I start saying, dear innate, I let go. 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 And I can feel all of that why energy just going away. And then I find that I don't need to know why. It's okay for me to accept. It's okay for me to accept the things that I desire and to just have them in my life simply because I desire them. That's it. There isn't any other reason. It's not complicated. Despite what my brain says, it's not complicated. It's easy. And you can connect with that beautiful wisdom from your own heart, that beautiful connection you have with the Creator, with God, whatever name you want to use. You can allow yourself to feel that connection. It's always there, whether you feel it or not. But some people need to feel it in order to believe in it. And the more you connect into it and let that be a part of your life, the less you question it, the more you begin to trust. And this is not just a trust in God or the universe, it's also a trust in you. Because you are one with that energy. And this is just taking things to a different level of existence. This is opening you up to who you really are. Not who you've been taught that you are. Not who you perceive that you are. It's the truth of who you are. And sometimes that means you have to let go of everything you ever believed about yourself. And that's a lot to let go of. Because we really do have all of these beliefs about ourselves, about our lives, about who we are, about who we can become, about what is possible, about what is allowed. And we are the ones that stop ourselves from being, from just being the beautiful, amazing, loving being that we are. And so it's time to get out of our own way. It's time for each of us to get out of our own way. And so that's why I do these shows, so that I can be there for you, to assist you in getting out of your own way, so that you can ask those questions that your brain just cannot seem to figure out, because your brain is not supposed to figure them out. So that I can help you get out of your head and into your heart. So that in my own simple way, I am making the world a better place. And so are you. And yes, it is about you. After all, you are the most important person in your life. So if you are not doing what is best for you, you're ignoring your own value. And you are valuable. You are valuable to yourself. You are valuable to your family, your friends, the ones who love you, the world, the universe. You are valuable. And no matter what your brain tells you, you are valuable. And just breathe in that energy. And feel the truth of it. Because this is about you. This is about making you the most important person in your life. That's not something you have to wait for. It's not something that can only happen when you finally fix all the problems with you. No. It's about recognizing that you are important. It doesn't matter whether or not you've been fixed. Frankly, you're not broken. It's accepting yourself right now, exactly as you are. Not comparing yourself, not competing against what other people are doing. It's about accepting yourself, period. That's it. What happens if you start accepting yourself? And I can feel that with some of you, that would trigger your brain into judging you and telling you why you are not good enough. And that's not true. Oh, so much of what we hear from our brain is not actually the truth. It's not the truth that we hear from our heart. Our brains have been programmed. It's part of life. It happens to each and every one of us. We are programmed to believe what someone else has decided we need to believe. And we accept those beliefs. But you reach a stage in your life where you realize that those beliefs don't really work for you. It's like I was following all of the things that I had been taught, that I was supposed to believe, that I was supposed to do, and it was not working. My life was horrible. Yes, for the people who were in my life was wonderful because I was taking care of them. I was taking care of everything. I was taking on responsibility for everything that everybody was doing, feeling, seeing. I was the one who was responsible. And I realize now what a huge load of crap I was taking on myself. Because those people were responsible for themselves. I wasn't responsible for them. But I was living my life in a way that said that I was supposed to make them happy. And I was not supposed to do that. Other people's happiness is their choice. It has nothing to do with me. And now that I don't take on that duty from other people, my life is actually happy. And if other people are not happy, then I can help them become happy by letting go of the belief that somebody else is in charge. But I don't have to do it. I'm not required to make anybody's life better. I don't do what I do out of duty. I do it out of love. And that's a whole different way of being. And it has so much more freedom in it than I ever experienced when I was responsible. I used to hate the word responsibility because it was so heavy. It was full of so much junk. Ugh. And now I love it because it's light, it's airy, it's freedom. And if you told me, several years ago that I would consider responsibility to be freedom, I would have laughed. But it would have been a laugh based on the fact that I wouldn't have believed what you were saying. And now I know it's the truth. I do what I do out of love. And that feels good. that feels good to me, that feels good to the people who are receiving. Everybody gets to feel good. I no longer have to sacrifice myself for others. You know, there was a time in my life when I thought, oh, I should have been born Catholic. I might, by now I'd be a martyr, you know. Oh, the things we go through. But I've let all that go. I don't have to prove anything to anyone, not even to myself. And that is the person that we're usually trying to prove things to. And it doesn't work because we've set ourselves up in a way that we don't believe what we're proving. And so it's impossible for us to prove it to ourselves because we never accept it. And that's where those beautiful, dear innate, I let go statements can be so wonderful, so transformative. Because then we truly are letting go. We're moving out of our brains. And we're allowing ourselves to change. Life is all about change. Really, that is what life is all about. We come into these lives and we start experiencing all of these different things that we've chosen beforehand that we're going to experience so that we can open up to changing, to becoming. So when you look at life like that, it becomes this beautiful little game that we're playing. And the seriousness is gone. You don't have to be serious and heavy and weighed down and, oh, all of that other stuff. You can let it go anytime you want to. Say, dear Renee, I let go. Renee, I let go. Dear Renee, I let go. And I love saying that because every time I say it, I can feel energy moving through me. I can feel myself releasing. Even if I don't know what I'm releasing, just saying, dear Renee, I let go, feels good. And it doesn't do any harm to myself or to anybody else. So why shouldn't I feel good? And if your brain is saying because you don't deserve it, then just say, dear Renee, I let go. Dear Renee, I let go. Dear Renee, I let go. Because you do deserve it. You truly do deserve. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to be adored. You deserve to be wealthy. You deserve to be healthy. You deserve to be happy. You deserve the best. And if that is creating some turmoil within you, just say, dear Renee, I let go. Dear Renee, I let go. Dear Renee, I let go. Because you do deserve. And it's important. It's important for you to recognize you, to love you. That's where it all starts. And you know, it's funny because I'm realizing that after 16 years of being single, I still actually don't want a partner. You know, I've been looking into having someone in my life. And there are certain aspects of a relationship that sound like they would really be good. But it's like I realize every so often that I'm not ready. I'm really not ready. Because there's still things that I am accepting about myself, about my life, about my choices. And until I feel comfortable with me, I don't want someone else in my life. Now, I have friendships, and friendships are wonderful, and they do serve a purpose, and they do help me, you know, make my life better. But I'm not ready to have that intimate relationship because I'm not ready to fully accept myself. And in some ways, it feels very kind of scary, you know, like, oh my gosh, am I going to die alone? Well, I don't plan to die anytime soon anyway, so I'm okay with that. But we have these beliefs in our culture that say you're supposed to be in a relationship, almost that you have to be in a relationship, and that whether or not you're in a relationship reflects whether or not you're actually a good person. Because you have to be good enough before someone else will love you. And that's not true. That's another part of those packages of lies that we are taught. I am learning to be in a good relationship with myself. I am learning to really value me. And I'm also learning that I'm never alone. I have a beautiful team that is always with me. And yes, they are not in the physical. But that doesn't mean that they're not there. Because I am more than this physical body. And this is bringing more flow into my life. But flow is the word that I use to connect with the energy of the unconditional love that is always flowing, always flowing, always helping us change, always helping us to open up, always helping us to realize, bringing us insights, bringing us joy, bringing us wisdom. There is this amazing flow, and it also brings us prosperity and abundance. And when we are in that flow, everything is taken care of. And so we are not bogged down with the duties that we have when we're not in the flow. So I'm opening up more and more to that flow. Opening up to accepting that I am part of that flow. And that when I allow myself to receive, and that's very important in the flow, because if you're always giving and not receiving, you're actually blocking the flow. So as I open up more and more to receiving, I find everything in my life working in ways that I never would have been able to come up with. My brain would have never been able to come up with what's happening. Because it's not about thinking. It's about flowing. And I know that some of this sounds like, you know, all that woo-woo kind of stuff. And in some ways, I guess it is. But it's actually about moving beyond just being human. Because we are more than just human. And that flow is there. And we are in that flow. And when we are open to that flow, we are allowing ourselves to receive whatever it is we desire. Think about that. Think about receiving everything you desire. Just let that go through you for a second. And I can feel that for some of you, there's that wonderful belief that says, but you don't deserve it. You're just like, giving it as I can, 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 giving it as I can,
Dear Nate, I let go. Dear Nate, I let go. Dear Nate, I let go. And you can also say, Dear Nate, I accept that I deserve everything I desire. And just feel how that feels as it's moving through you. There's so much more to life than what we've been taught. There's so much more to ourselves than what we believe. And it's time for us to open up to that energy, to that connection, to that freedom, to that knowing, to get out of your head and allow yourself to receive. And just say, Dear Nate, I let go if it's not happening for you. And you can sit there and say, Dear Nate, I let go for several minutes if that's what you need to do. It's just clearing the energy and allowing you to get back into the flow. And you may find your brain bringing up past incidents that prove that you are not part of the flow, in which case, just say, Dear Nate, I let go. Just because something is coming up doesn't mean that you need to analyze it. And just say, Dear Nate, I let go, and let it go. Life is not about the past. You don't get stuck in it. Say, Dear Nate, I let go. Let go of it. Life is not about the future. So don't get stuck in anxiety and worry and doubt and all of the stuff that comes when you're thinking of what might happen. Start saying, Dear Nate, I let go for all of that too. Life is about the moment. And when you are in the moment and you are letting go and you are allowing that moment to be beautiful and peaceful, you'll find yourself doing what is necessary. No, not now. Not what is necessary. Necessary is not the right word. When you are in the flow, you find yourself doing what is for your highest good. And you'll find yourself doing it easily. You don't have to think. You just do what feels right in the moment. I'm trying to think of a better way to put it, but I really can't. It's, you know, sometimes you think about, okay, I've got this list of things that I need to do, and you look at the list, and you really don't want to do any of them. Every single one of them feels like, ugh, I don't want to do that. And sometimes you force yourself to do them, and you have to work hard, and you really do have to work hard because you are going against the flow. When I have a list of things that I have to do, and I look at them and I really don't want to do them, then I just take the time and I start saying, Dear Nate, I let go. Clearing up the energy around those things on that list, because I want to have the freedom to just do what I do and enjoy what I do. I want to enjoy everything that I do. And I don't think that that's unreasonable at all. And so I let go. And then I look at the list and there's no negativity attached with the things on the list anymore. And the ones that really are for my highest good, I find myself just doing them. And I find that it works so incredibly easy. And it's like, why on earth was I ever thinking this was hard? Because it's not.
because the thing that was making it hard was my beliefs. And that's why when you let go of those beliefs with the dear innate, I let go, you open up your life. And it makes a huge difference. So if you're looking for a simple way to make changes, start using those dear innate statements. And just say, dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. And some people have a difficulty with that because they say it's too simple. And your team says there's no such thing as too simple. But our brains do complicate things. They really do. And so start saying, dear innate, I let go. Whenever it feels complicated, whenever it feels overwhelming, whenever there's any anxiety or doubt, whenever you're beating yourself up about the past, whenever you're believing that you need to be blamed or punished for something you've already done, just start saying, dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. And take a few nice deep breaths and let go. And move back into the flow. Move back into the truth. Move back into the possibilities of life. Move back into those wonderful miracles that just happen, and you just get to enjoy them. Because that is what life is all about. So if you're one of those people who is always working hard, start saying, dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. And see how your life changes. And if you just want your life to be hard, don't ever say, dear innate, I let go. Just stay in that energy if that's what makes you happy. But really pay attention to whether or not it does make you happy. Because everything you do should be enjoyable. Everything. And if it's not, then you need to start letting go. And you don't have to worry. Even if you're letting go of things that you love, you're not actually letting go. So letting go is about clearing the energy. It's clearing the energy around the issue, clearing the energies of the past, clearing the energies of your beliefs. It's about clearing the energies. And so if you look at your loving relationship and say you have an absolutely ideal marriage, and you say, dear innate, I let go, what that does is it makes your marriage even better. It makes everything better. Now, sometimes the changes that come when you let go go against some beliefs within you, and they don't necessarily feel like they're good. Keep saying, dear innate, I let go, and you will begin to see the rightness in them, the beauty in them, the amazing miracles in them. But you have to get you out of the way. And that includes your beliefs, because that is who you've created yourself to be. So let yourself let go. No matter what your brain says, let go. No matter what fear comes up, let go. And you can say, dear Renee, I let go of the fear. And you can also accept the fear before you let it go. But dear Renee, I accept this fear. Dear Renee, I let go. And I just feel this melty kind of energy moving through me when I say that. And I can feel my shoulders relaxing. And I can feel the tensions in my body releasing. And it does bring me to this amazing sense of peace. So that nothing else matters. And I don't have to figure anything out. I am just being. Just being. And it feels good. And the more I do it, the more I realize that this is who I am. This is why I am here. And there doesn't have to be anything else. And I don't have to fit anybody else's definition in order to justify my own life. And that feels good. Okay, that is the message that I was guided to give for today. If you have any questions, you can send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And remember, you are not alone. You are never alone. And it's okay for you to let go of the fear, the doubt, the worry, the anxiety, the frustration, the stress. Let all of that go. You don't have to keep any of that in order to have a great life. Just let it go and give yourself the freedom to be you. I love you all, and I wish you all the very best in every aspect of your life. I'll be back next week. Have an amazing weekend. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.